Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the yesod that the chashivus of the mitznefes is dafka with the tzitz. It's a beged bifnei atzmo, it's the same as the tzitz, it's just a different size. And its chashivus, its malchus, its malucha, its snif malucha, comes as a result of it being seen in the context of the tzitz. As we spoke at length in the previous shir, that was the second shir. And now we are continuing again, based on Torah Marb Rabbi Gona Goldor Yitzhak Manzat Sal. And with this, we can also explain what Tosa says, Legabe li chinuch, that you can't be mechanech with the mitznefes. Because we can say that for chinuch to be Kohen Gadol, al yedei levishas, big day Kohen Gadol, in order to inaugurate the Kohen Gadol, when he wears the big day Kohen Gadol, it's not enough that they're not big day Kohen Hedyot, who's now that aware of mitznefes. You need dafka big day Kohen Gadol. And based on what Tosfos writes, as we explain, mitzad hashta ain't teferes b'mitznefes b'yom ha-kippurim. Remember, we're talking about being mechanich the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur with the mitznefes. And that doesn't work according to Tosfos, because yes, it's still called a glory, because normally the mitznefes is worn with the tzitz. But we're trying to be mechanichim now. As mitzad hashta, mitzad now, there's no glory in the mitznefes in Yom Kippur since it's not with the tzitz. And since, even though he's wearing the mitznefes in Yom Kippur, that is, since normally the din is that it comes together with the tzitz, it's considered a beged tiferes. So that's if somebody's already a Kohen Gadol, but bizman hachinuch, that now through this, you want to make him into a Kohen Gadol, since now the mitznefes itself doesn't have the inyan of the Kohen Gadol, because now there's no tzitz, so that's not gonna be a valid chinuch. Just like we, according to the Mandamer, that we don't say avodasu mechanchaso, ayin sham besugya, because only if he's the Kohen Gadol, it's going to be considered the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, and he's not yet Kohen Gadol, so therefore we don't say avodasu mechanchaso. So hu adin kan, that it's not considered big day teferes the Kohen Gadol, because there's no tzitz right now, and you can't say based on what it was in the past, because now you're trying to make him into a Kohen Gadol, so you can't look at it in the context of how it's normally wearing. So that would explain why there's no din chinuch. So now that we've come to this place, we can say even more, and that is what we see in Tosis over here, and what we and Sukkah and Daf Hey. And what we see in Yuma Yud Beis Amid Beis and Chof Gimel Amid Beis, that Rabbi Dosa learns from a pasuk that Big Day Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur are ksherim l'Kohen Hedyot, and that Rabbi says Shei Tshuvas B'Davar Two Tshuvas. Number one, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is a different avnet than the Kohen Hedyot. One has kalayim, one doesn't have kalayim. So therefore, how can you say that that the begadim of a Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur are kosher for Kohen Hedyot? It's a different avnet. So Frek Tosfos, what about the mitznefes? The mitznefes is not kosher for a Kohen Hedyot according to the Riva. So why did Rebbe not also mention the hat? And in that Tosfos writes that we're talking about Shar Begadim. Talking about Shar Begadim Lebarim mitznefes. Besides the mitznefes, and asks the Orech Lener, and asks the Rashash, so why don't we also say Bar Me Avnet? Everything besides the Avnet. In other words, once you're saying everything besides the Mitznefes, so what are we asking in Reb Dosa? Reb Dosa says from a pasuk that the big day Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur are this are kosher for a Kohen Hedyot. And Rebbe says, what about the Avnet? So maybe he means except for the Avnet, just like he means except for the Mitznefes. So the Achronim want to say that the mitznefes is taka kosher for Kohen Hedyot, but that's not what Tosfos holds, as we explained earlier. The Tosfos holds that it's pasul for a Kohen Hedyot, the mitznefes. If you learn that the mitznefes is kosher for Kohen Hedyot, that would explain why it doesn't say mitznefes, but it does say avnet, because the avnet of one is pasul for the other. But according to Tosfos, one can wear the hat of the other. So why doesn't it also say mitznefes? And if you're going to say, oh, so it says besides the mitznefes, okay, besides the mitznefes, then the Gemara should say besides the avnei. What's the kasha from the avnei? So based on what we said, maybe we can be mechadish as follows, that it's true that a Kohen Gadol was wearing a big hat, a mikbas, is lacking in his clothing. Like we said, we require b'shem ha-beged tiferes ditzitz. We require in the shem beged the glory of the tzitz. And if he doesn't have that, he's lacking in his clothing. But a kohen hedyot, who has a din of a kovav, a mikbas, and there's no din be'etzem ha-koiva, that it should be big or small. Remember we said, what's the difference? The difference is that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, and Memela is smaller. And the Kohen Hedyot is not wearing the tzitz, and Memela is bigger. But there's no din in the etzem ha-koiva, lo ne'amar be'etzem ha-koiva din shiur im gadol le'koton. And therefore, you can't passel a mitznefes unless he's wearing it as a mitznefes. And you're only going to passel the mitznefes for the Kohen Hedyot if he's wearing it as a mitznefes, as a beged of the Kohen Gadol. But when he's wearing it as a mikbas, then, which is a smaller hat, when he's wearing it like as a mikbas, which is a larger hat, but he's wearing a mitznefes, which is smaller. In other words, he's wearing a smaller mikbas. This is only a small hat that's kosher for a kohen hedyot. So in other words, in principle, it's kosher. In principle, the mitznefes is kosher. It's just possible when it's worn out to big day kohen gadol. But if it's worn out to big day kohen hedyot, then it's beseder gamur. So here it's going to be beseder gamur. Why is it going to be beseder gamur? Because he's wearing it as a smaller mikbas. It's still a mikbas, it's just a smaller mikbas. Bekushis hatoisus mi big day kohen gadol haksherim lekohen hedyot. And the kash of Tosfos from big day kohen gadol that are ksherim l'koin hedyot, in other words, how can the Gemara say that big day koin gadol are ksherim l'koin hedyot when according to the Rivo it's not true, because the koin gadol is wearing a mitznefes and the koin hedyot is wearing a mikbas? And on that Tosfos answers that it's besides the mitznefes. Besides the mitznefes. In other words, the big day kohen gadol and Yom Kippur are kosher for kohen hedyot for everything but a mitznefes. In other words, it's kosher for a kohen hedyot to wear a mitznefes b'toras mikbas. And that it says that big day kohen gadol are kosher for a kohen hedyot, which is mashma, begeder mitznefes, and that Tosfos says, lebar mi mitznefes. It's talking about besides the mitznefes. It's talking not betoiras mitznefes. In other words, when the kohen hedyot is wearing the mitznefes, it's not betoiras mitznefes, it's betoiras mikbas. In other words, he's wearing a hat, he just happens to be wearing a smaller hat. But it's b'toras mikbas, not b'toras mitznefes. And that's all agabe the mitznefes, that l'maisa is k'shera by kohen hedyot. He can wear it as a mitznefes, this mitznefes, as long as he's wearing it as a mikbas, as a smaller mikbas. And that it says besides the mitznefes, that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedjot, now that are wearing the mitznefes, it means klape the shame mitznefes, vis-a-vis the fact that it's called a mitznefes, that the Kohen Gadol, that it has a Torah mitznefes, it has the law, the status of a mitznefes, that the Kohen Hedjot is not allowed to wear. He's allowed to wear the mitznefes, but Torah mikbas is a smaller hat, but not as with the shame mitznefes, not the Torah mitznefes. But the Avnet, which has no Hechsher at all for a Kohen Hedjot, we can't say the Bar Mi Avnet, because it's Mashem when it says in the Gemara that Rabbi Dosa says from a Pasuk that Big Day Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur are Kosher, the Kohen Hedjot, it's Mashem he's talking about all the Begadim. That all the begadim are kosher. And that Rebbe asks, ah, what about the avnet? And there's no heter at all for the avnet. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear the avnet of the Kohen Hedjot at all. But when it comes to the mitznefes, that doesn't bother us because he's allowed to wear the Kohen Hedjot, is tak allowed to wear the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol as long as he's wearing it b'taras mikvas. That's not a kashin Rebbe Dosa. What is a kashin Rebbe Dosa is the avnet, because the Kohen Hedjot can never wear the avnet of the Kohen Gadol. These are two different avnets. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur didn't have kalayim, the avnet of the Kohen Hedjot had kalayim. So that's a difference. That's what Rebbe was asking. The Rebbe wasn't asking on the mitznefes. As far as the mitznefes is concerned, the Kohen Hedjot can really wear the begadim of the beged of the Kohen Gadol as long as he's wearing the mitznefes, the Torah's avnet. All right, yesh od laharich bazeh. There's still a lot more to say about these begadim. There's actually a rav who was also a pharmacist, but he was a gaon of a pharmacist. Meaning going in Torah, he was probably also going in pharmacy. With Moshe Leib Shacho, Nikia Hadas B'Yerushalayim, who has a whole sefer on the Big Day Kahuna. So this is definitely a fun topic, and hopefully we will return to it in the future, as we've discussed it a lot in the past. And we will see more and more neflos mitoras Hashem and Yitz Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.